Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We are at 5 Appaloosa Drive, EKG Stables at Hill Valley Farm. Aaron Gramp with us. Aaron, it is good. We are sitting in a barn this morning. This is spectacular.
It's very fun.
How did you get involved with horses and things like that?
I went to kindergarten at Hayeswell Farm and started riding when I was very young and never stopped.
Wow. So, it's the kind of thing that just gets in your blood?
Evidently. It's a little bit of an addiction, I guess.
How many horses over the years have you had? You know, you're a personal horse for you. Do you know a number? Have you lost count?
Definitely. I got my first horse when I was 12. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. The most I've owned at one time has been like 30.
Okay. The as you look around here, and you've got pastures and you've got things gated in, you've got barns. It looks terrific. I'm sure it's a lot of work.
It is definitely a lot of work, sun up to sundown, 365 days a year, but it's always worth it because you get to be with animals.
The great thing, I mean, the Hill Valley Farm here is not too far from the courthouse, but there's just trees and pastures. There's nothing around you.
It's definitely nice to be a little secluded here, and it's quiet, and it's a good learning environment for the kids and for the horses.
Let's talk about what you do day in, day out. What's a day like for you?
I get up at 4:30, and I'm in the barn by 6, and I feed the horses their breakfast, and I get the day organized, and then I usually do a few training rides before I do my morning lessons. And then I have lunch, and then the horses come in for their second feeding and take care of those. And then the kids get here when the school's out, and I do my afternoon and evening lessons, and I'm usually in the house by 8.
That's a long day.
It is a long day.
And it's something you have to do. It's like a farm. I mean, there are things that have to be done every day. When you talk about the feedings, they've got to be fed.
Yes, they have to be fed twice a day, every day. And the water troughs need to be scrubbed and clean and full. And they have to have their hay, and everything has to be clean and maintained. And the grounds have to be kept, and the fences have to be repaired, and the tractors have to be serviced. And so, yes, there's always something to do.
What do you like best about horses? I know my grandfather had horses and loved horses, and I always was amazed the more time I'd spend around his horses, they all had such interesting personalities. That's the one thing I noticed that I never, just from afar, I had never noticed, but that how they each have, it's like any animal, I guess. They all have their own personality.
They definitely all have their own personality. I think one of the best things about them is that they're very honest, per se, for lack of a better term. It's the one thing you won't find with people. I mean, you're going to have truly unconditional love, yeah, feelings. The horse is always going to be there and honest, and if you do good to them, they will do good to you. And even if you're a horrible owner, and the next owner gets them, and they're forgiving, and it's nice working with them over.
Well, and I guess just the setup here, if you've had a bad day or a long day or whatever, it's just to go out and ride and forget about things.
It is definitely a stress reliever.
We're talking with Aaron Gramp, EKG Stables at Hill Valley Farm is where we're at in Spotsylvania. I guess the EKG, the E and the G would be Gramp. So that's you.
Yes, yes. Aaron Kathleen Gramp.
So when did you put all this together, and how did this all come together for you?
I rode ever since young age, and then I started showing locally at about 10 or 11, and then at 14 I started showing on the national A circuit, mainly on the East Coast, but got to travel some. And then I went to Mary Washington College and got an economics degree. But while I was there, I rode on the riding team. And so while I was still showing jumpers on the circuit, I was also going to college. I was able to compete in Canada and Europe and Mexico and won numerous awards. And then when I graduated from college, I decided I wanted to do it for a living. So we had the farm already. So we just expanded, and now we're here.
So talk about riding in Europe, in Mexico, and just the competing. I mean, you were serious about this.
Yes, yeah. It was definitely a wonderful experience, and doesn't matter where you go, horses are all horses, and you have to, you know, all of us, the one common bond, no matter where you are, your goal is to put in the best round and have the best horse and have the best well taken care for. And it's a common bond throughout the world.
Yeah. What were you talking about showing? What's involved when you show?
Long hours and hurry up and wait. But you go to wherever, whether it's on the local level or on a national level, it's all the same. It takes a lot of preparation, and you go and enter the classes that you're qualified to do, and you compete against other riders and that have worked just as hard and made the best, depending on which discipline it is, whether it is hunters or jumpers or even any Western's division, it's all the same. And you get up and you work hard and you compete, and then you go home and work on fixing all your problems.
Do you still compete anymore?
Yeah, we still, I show with my students, and we do the local circuits around here.
We'll get into students and all in just a second. Aaron Gramp, you know, is our guest this week on the All Business Podcast. Any stories? I mean, is there any kind of a title or any kind of a competition that really sticks out to you, or a couple over the years that you are really proud of, or, you know, memorable, anything like that?
I am very lucky to have been able to do all the indoor finals, which is at the end of the season. We get to show inside because the weather is not as good, but it's where the championships are. And I qualified for all the big equitation medal finals and got to go for the USET final in Gladstone. That was a big experience because that was where our Olympic team trains. And I was the winner of a class at the Washington International Horse Show just in D.C. So that's our local finals, just local to us. It's still an international show and a big final. So that was a pretty good one. My first Grand Prix, I'll never forget. That's the highest level of the jumpers. And so that's always the scary big jumps. And so that's always one of those shows I'll never forget. But even at the local level, when you take a baby that you've worked with and bred and they jump around their first course, it's just as rewarding as when you go ride for $1 million at the jumper show. So yeah. You have different, as long as I'm meeting a goal, I'm pretty excited.
Well, it's the kind of thing, in so many sports, athletes, you get older and you can't do it anymore. This, it seems like you can keep doing for quite a while and be competitive.
Yeah, they have tons on all over, but especially in our local area and the local circuits and the A shows, there are many older adults that compete regularly.
Have you ever been thrown or gotten seriously hurt? It seems like that would be a possibility.
It's always a chance, and it doesn't matter how talented you are as a rider or how perfect your horse is. You're always going to take the chance. You're working with an unpredictable animal, and anything can happen. When I was 16, I had a horse slip in the mud and fell on my head. So I was in a coma for a month and went through 3 months of rehab. And so that was definitely the worst one. I've broken my back. I've broken other limbs. You live and learn.
Talk to me about what you do with students now, because that has to be a really a fun component of this, working with kids and seeing, or any of your any of the people that that you're training.
It is. I train about 50% children and 50% adults. So the rewards are just as good from my 80-year-old client as they are from the 3-year-old client. But horses definitely gives you ways, teaches the young kids how to set goals, how to reach them, how to work for them. You can't expect to get better if you don't practice, if you don't put in the time at the barn, if you don't put in the time grooming your horse, if you don't learn all aspects of it, then you don't understand the horses 100%. So you have to be able to get in the barn and put in the hours and put in the work. And so it's good for the kids. And then for the adults, it's always good because they have get away from work and they get to set goals and they achieve them as well. So it's definitely always fun to watch a student have a light bulb moment, something that you've been working on them with could be years and they finally get it. And so that's always one of the really good parts.
Oh, I bet. Just to see that kind of thing and just to experience that has to be really something.
Yes. Yeah. Riding's all feel. And sometimes you can tell someone how it's going to feel and how it's going to feel. But until they actually get it, it takes a while.
So you have somebody who's 80 years old? Who's 80 years old?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do people
just... They don't jump anymore. They just do flat work. But there's lots of people that still ride and take lessons. It's definitely a lifelong sport.
Yeah, I guess. I never really thought of that. And I guess you have people that come in, you know, that just say this is, you know, on my bucket list to do and I'd like to learn how to, you know, just do some basic things?
Oh, we have those for sure. And riding's not for everybody. I mean, they come in and a lot of people thinks it's easier than it is. And but it's a sport that's all muscle memory. So just like if you're only going to swing a golf club once a year, that's a muscle memory sport. Your swing's not going to get better. So just with anything that's muscle memory, it's just repetition and repetition and repetition. And it is one of those sports that uses almost every muscle. So you have to be fit and have to be ready to put some sweat in and then put some Under Armour on in the winter. But it's definitely something that everyone can get something from.
I never thought about the fit part. It is. I mean, you really are an athlete.
Yes, yes.
Never even thought, but you're right. I mean, and it would, you'd have to be in shape to do this.
Yes, it requires every muscle, lots of core, but your legs, your arms, everything gets the workout that it needs.
In my case, I just look at a horse. I mean, horses scare me. I just think I could never do this because I could never, the thought of getting up on a horse, and I've sat on them a few times, but to I would be terrified.
Oh, it's not terrifying. You have to remember their brain's the size of a hummingbird. So they are very easy to understand and figure out, and you're taught ways to manage the most safely as you can. Mm-hmm. And so you can do a lot of things to prevent getting hurt. And I mean, there's always that random horse fly that might bite your horse and make it buck and you have to stay on, but those are few and far between.
What's the youngest person you've trained? Started
the train. Is 3. My guideline for parents that call is I can start your child as long as they are able to listen and follow directions. Since it is it's all about safety. And if your child is not ready to listen and follow directions, then they're not ready to be around a horse because they need to be able to stop when you say stop and move and that sort of thing. Because I can see things that potentially be dangerous long before that it would actually happen. So I've had 3-year-old that was ready, and I've had 6-year-olds come, and I've said, you know, maybe they should wait a couple years. I mean, so it's less about age and more about focusing and listening.
Aaron Gramp here. It is EKG Stables at Hill Valley Farm on the All Business Podcast this week. 5 Appaloosa Drive in Spotsylvania is where we're at. I noticed on your website that it's you've got a couple of, you've got an R license and an R judge's card. What are those things?
For the bigger level shows, the local shows, judges just have to be a professional. Well, they don't only have to be a professional in the industry, but they have to be involved in the industry and on a list, which you get on through lots of recommendations from others. To judge on the bigger circuit at the A shows and the B shows, which are the United States Equestrian Federation rated showing, you have to go for training and you have to compete different steps, and you get a card to allows you to judge. So the small R is the first card that you get, which is the lowercase R, and and then you get a big R card after you do years in the small R and you apply to move up. So it just, it gives you different levels that you can judge.
The when back to the students, does it vary how many hours a week that you have them working and training?
Sure, the more saddle time, the better. It's all muscle memory and all muscles. So the more you repeat something, the better. So we have basic lesson packages where they just come once a week and up to three times a week, and then they are always allowed to have extra rides whenever they want. Any barn time they get, the more time they're here, the faster they learn.
I like the saddle time, and you know, I like these terms, and I'm learning all the as we sit in a barn here. This is a great place to do this podcast. EKGstables.com is your website, and it has all kinds of stuff. We even talked about boarding, and I guess that's another kind of side thing you've got here.
Yes, it's just a part of the industry. A lot of people that have their own horses that choose that it's a lot of work to have them at home, or they just have one and they don't want to put the money into building rings and all that sort of thing. So they board at their facility. So my customers that want to take lessons here bring their animals and board, I have boarders that come so they can also have training rides. And we have a couple retirement fields for some older horses, to where the people come and ride my horses, but their horses that are retired are just here. So they can keep an eye on them.
Well,
so
this is a nice place to have, you know, to have, if you want to have a horse around here, you have to have a place to keep it.
Exactly.
And this is one of the places.
Yes. Yep.
Well, and the land, like we said earlier, the lander, it's very quiet around here, and this is really, I mean, you're in the country, but not too far from everything.
Exactly. We're a pretty convenient location. We're only 7 miles from 95, and that kind of gets you to everywhere, and a couple miles from the courthouse, so we can take people from both sides.
I guess things slow down in the winter. You do less things when it gets colder.
Not so much. we have the year. We have an indoor, which you haven't seen yet, but it's right next to the barn here. So we have all our lessons are inside. So it doesn't matter whether it is snowing or raining or frozen. But just like in the summer, every once in a while we cancel lessons for extreme heat. When it gets too cold, we'll move lessons to another day, because it is Virginia, and if you don't like the weather today, it'll be different tomorrow. Yeah. So. We are a year-round program. We try to, we horse show year-round. We have a winter inter-school team where the kids compete against other barns in the winter, in addition to their other horse showing. So we just stay busy. We try to slow down a little bit in the month of December, but then it picks up.
How do you find to do any riding just personally?
I always have a couple project horses, whether they're here to get sold or whether they're here to be mine, or whether I bred them and they're getting ready to be sold, or whether they're my new competition horse. I have lots to ride a day.
You are a busy person, because besides this, you also are chairman of the Spotsylvania School Board, so that keeps you a little bit busy also.
That does keep me a little busy. Being chairman, definitely busier than when I was just a board member. But the second year, it's gotten easier, because now I know what my responsibilities are. It was one of the first time we've allowed somebody to be 2 years in a row on the Spotsy School Board, and it was definitely a good decision, I think. Although maybe I shouldn't have volunteered to be the first one, because it was definitely 2 years of work. But it definitely makes the relationships easier. When you spend a year learning how to do things the best way and how you want to get things done and how you work with the staff. And then if you change right away, the staff has to learn something new again. So I think it's definitely made for a smoother year this year.
Well, and also I know that like during the General Assembly session, you were in Richmond a lot.
I go to Richmond. Mondays is my day that I do not I take care of the horses, but that is it. I don't have any customers here, and I don't do any training rides or anything. So on Mondays, I usually go. They also have the education meetings on Monday mornings, so it's convenient that it's my day off, quote unquote. And then I head down to Richmond, and I meet with the legislators or sit into the education meetings. So
busy, busy, busy.
Yes, yes. I'm also the chairman of the board of the Interschool Association, which is that winter association where the students compete and from barn to barn. And I also do a lot of volunteer work at the animal shelter. So there's always time.
Well, this it's been fun coming out here and seeing this. Do a lot of people in the – I guess it's been eye-opener to me that it sounds like a lot of people in the area are involved in some way. Either they have their kids involved or they have horses and they're boarding them. A lot of people are interested in this kind of stuff.
It's definitely a sport that always – is surprising that there's so many riders, and there are, and they might not choose to stick with it forever, but most people are curious about it, and they come out and they try it, and you probably have about 50% that stay riding, and about 50% that say it's not for them, and that's like any sport, and works out to where the ones that stay, usually through high school, ride for life, so... It's not usually one of those things. If you do love it, you don't grow out of it. You stay interested forever.
Well, and it's in your case, that's you. I mean, if you get your kids going young, who knows?
Exactly. So we you never know. It could be a lifelong commitment.
If someone's interested in finding out about EKG Stables, and I guess website's the best place to look.
The website is the most informative and has all the forms. You can really take your time and read what the facility has to offer. Then if there are any questions, my email's there. You can always send me an email or call. The calling just takes a while to get a return call because I'm not by a phone usually. And so... I respond to emails much faster.
this really does. I mean, you to get involved in something like this, you get away from all the technology, and you're just. I mean, there I see a horse is just came into view, and boy, to be around horses like that all day. I mean, what a great job.
It's definitely relaxing and peaceful.
A lot of times, do parents just drop their kids off and then come back and get them? Is that how it works? How long does a lesson or when you're working with them, how long does that generally go?
Many parents do drop their children. Some stay. It just depends. And some of the parents take lessons with their children so that they have something to do together. But normally it takes a good hour and a half for just one normal weekly riding lesson.
EKGstables.com. is the website. 5 Appaloosa Drive in Spotsylvania is where all business this week. EKG Stables at Hill Valley Farm. Did Hill Valley Farm, was that the name here? Did your parents name that?
That was, we bought the farm in the 80s and we just named it Hill Valley Farm. It was actually named it after the Back to the Future movie because they're in Hill Valley.
Oh, I never thought of that.
My favorite movies then. And it had hills and valleys, and I thought a Hill Valley Farm. And then when I created my business, we just were recommended, you know, through attorneys and all those red tape things that I should be separate. So it helps for liability insurance and making sure everything is in the right place. Because I do things off the farm, so we like to keep things separate.
I'm glad I asked though about the name. I had no idea that it goes to Back to the Future.
Yeah.
That. You never know sometimes with names.
Just popped out one day.
Aaron, thank you so much. This has been fascinating, and we'll come back and do this again sometime.
Of course, you should come to a horse show.
When are horses? Are they generally on the weekends?
On Sundays, normally. We have horse shows here the second Sunday of the month. So we'll have one. We have one this weekend, which is a makeup from a rain date this spring. But the second Sunday in September and the second Sunday in October.
Okay.
5 Appaloosa Drive, EKG Stables at Hill Valley Farm. And now we know why Hill Valley Farm. Aaron Gramp, thank you.
Thank you very much. It was nice to have you.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted at WFVARadio.com, the best way to get in touch with me. Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.